This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 10th, episode 825, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Some paper, damn pen, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, as you guys know, I have been sick. I don't know. I feel like I've been sick for 2 months. And, you know, it's getting to where it's like a sinus infection, and I'm so tired of seeing doctors and all that kind of crap that I've decided to self-medicate. And I didn't know if you guys have ever done this before. I'm sure, Jennifer, you've done this before. But you know you have like a sinus infection, and there's really no reason to go back to the doctor. Like, taking penicillin and all that crap. So what I've decided to do, and I'm on, today will be day three of my treatment. I am taking SMZs. I'm taking the human weight dose of SMZs. Chad's like, are you sure you should be doing that? That's an awful big bottle. And those are some huge pills. Like, horses take 12. They're 1,200 pounds. I'm like, you know, 100-something pounds, so I'll just take one. And I'm doing that twice a day, and I'll let you guys know how it goes. Have you ever done that?
If you start to whinny by tomorrow, we'll know.
I guess that's a no, Jen, huh? Is that no? You know, to tell you the truth, I have only ever had exactly one sinus infection in my entire life. So I've not had a need to.
Oh, she's going
to
hate you now.
Yeah, I've said that out loud. I'm going to have a sinus infection for the next 10 years. Well, sometimes you get colds and everything, and it just won't go away, and it ends up in your sinuses, and it kind of like goes bacterial, and you can't really help it. So I figure it is now time. So I'm after this morning. Yeah,
well,
okay.
You know,
well, overview.
We use everything else, you know, every other ointment and medication we use on ourselves that right on the bottle say not recommended for human use, but we do it. So what's the difference, right?
Right, exactly. I don't think there's any problem with it. But you know what? Well, I know you are planning on making a phone call this morning to a certain veterinarian.
Oh, yes.
Can you just run it by her and make sure, like, I'm not going to start whinnying? Because I mean, I'm just gonna do it. I mean, how many medications do we share with horses? I mean, besides Banamine and Butte, I don't think we're supposed to take either one of those. But the rest of them are pretty much similar. So I'm thinking that no big deal.
Yeah, we always test them on animals first.
I think those are treats. Horse treats we test first. Oh, test medications.
Yeah, we always
animals.
Test medications first on animals, right? So. You're just the test subject. You're the first. You're the beta.
I'm the reverse. I bet our listeners have done this. I want to know on Facebook. I mean, Jen, can you write something like, have you guys ever taken SMZs for yourself for when you thought you needed some antibiotics? I want to know. Don't take Butte. But anyway, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
Yeah, no, Butte's probably not good. It tests.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, folks, do not try this at home. Eclipsing all other news headlines, the 2014 Eclipse Awards nominations are out. So there goes at least 20 minutes of your life that you'll never get back. And following up the headlines, our interior design guru, Shelley Garitzma, is here to help us create a Facebook post-worthy chat room that would make even Jessica Simpson jealous. and the really bad ads tops off the week like a bottle of cheap champagne. So stay tuned for the free, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, my Daily Winnie today goes out to Dr. Wendy Ying because it's her birthday. But we're not going to play the birthday song for her right yet because I thought we'd do something we don't do very often on the air. And she doesn't know I'm doing this unless she's listening this morning. We're going to call her right live here and I'm going to see if I remember how to do this. If I lose everybody and we have to start the show over, I apologize. Okay, I'm calling. We'll see.
We'll let you just work this out.
Oh, there it goes. It's ringing. That's a good sign.
Did it.
Yay! Let's hope she answers. She never answers her phone. No, she's up. Okay, I will. Come on, Wendy. Answer the phone.
It's a strange number coming from Blog Talk. She's call screening you.
I guess so.
Hello, you've reached Dr. Ying.
Oh, you want to do, you want to say something?
And leave it care driving.
Oh, you forget said, that. She never checks them. They're always full. So, anyway.
She's like me. People go, did you listen to my message? No, I didn't. I just saw you called.
That's right. That's why I never do either. I see who calls, and I decide who I want to call back, and I got like 800 messages on my phone. And
it's so easy now to check them. You just have to look at them and then hit the button and not, no, can't do it.
Well, you know what, too? You get to the point where there's like, 50 on there. Who wants to start at the beginning and go through to find the latest one that came in? It's like, forget that. Don't bother with that.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So anyway, let's play the song for her. Well, happy birthday to Dr. Ying. We hope she has a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.
Yeah. You know, there's some people out there that just, you know, just little girls out there that just really want ponies. They just want to, they want a Craigslist pony. They don't care what kind of pony it is, as long as it has maybe at least four legs, you know, sometimes less with them. We don't care because they just want a pony. Little girls want ponies. And I would like to give my Daily Winnie to the little girl who just got her very own pony, Blue Ivy Carter. That's right. Celebrity super couple. Beyonce and Jay-Z just bought their little daughter, she's two, a pony. What kind of pony, you ask? Yep. She did. She got herself a poor little Craigslist pony. $75,000 bred arrange. Yeah. Exactly.
What?
Where are the celebs when I'm selling a horse? That's what I want to know. Yeah, allegedly, according to, you know, all the media websites, the celebrity gossip websites, apparently Blue loves animals and expressed interest in having a horse. So they bought her one. To be more specific, their proud parents allegedly purchased a $75,000 purebred Arabian. Apparently, she had watched the movie The Black Stallion, and that's what she wanted. So that's what she got.
What an appropriate horse for a two-year-old.
I know, right? And apparently, it is. It has, according to TMZ, potential to do equestrian shows. We don't know what kind of equestrian shows, but it can do equestrian shows.
No, the potential to do equestrian shows.
Does the potential.
Yeah, it's not really broke at this point. What is the
Happy
kid's
birthday.
Name again, by the way?
Her name is Blue Ivy Carter. You know, you can't have a normal, like, you know, Susan can't be a girl's name for a celebrity. It has to be something else. It's Blue Ivy.
Yeah, there's going to be no harassment in her future in school. I'm just saying. None.
There won't be, because she's Beyonce's daughter. And there's no school. Exactly.
That's right. They don't have to go to school. That's funny.
There's Mommy.
Oh, there you go.
When is the teacher coming?
Well, that's
Mommy.
Hey, look who's
Mary Poppins.
Hold on, look who's calling in. Happy birthday, Wendy.
Thanks, Glenn and Jamie. Happy birthday.
We got to play the song again. Hold on.
Happy birthday. Happy
Well, so it's...
Oh, you guys are so nice.
I didn't see it pop. All I saw was people posting. I didn't see your actual, you know, it's Wendy's birthday pop up on Facebook. So you must have hid that.
I was thinking about changing my birthday date on there so that people wouldn't know.
Well, happy I'm birthday. Hey, hey, we have an important question for you. Jamie has an important question for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, Wendy. So I might have, I'm a little sick and I have a little bit of a sinus infection. And I was wondering if it was okay if I took SMZs.
Actually, it is okay because many of the SMZs that we, well, the ones that I give to my patients are actually generic human pills. That's why you give 15 of them for a horse dose.
Oh, well, you're fine. Well, you won't die.
I'm already on day three, Wendy, so I was kind of like asking in a behind schedule. Really? So that's we're giving the horses generic human meds anyway, right? So who cares?
Right. So that will be fine for you to take.
Sweet. Thank you very much, message. So you guys, I'm ahead of the curve.
So Wendy, she won't be growing hair in unusual places and whinnying by tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
But don't take any views.
No.
No.
Any insights from
her. Yeah, we kind of determined.
Don't worry. You couldn't hide that stuff in oatmeal and trick me. I'm not eating it.
Not even applesauce?
No, not going to happen. If you come to me with applesauce, I'm going to be suspect.
Now, Wendy, Chad's birthday is this week, too. So you both have birthdays this week.
Oh, really? Another Capricorn.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, but see, I want to know if you made the same mistake that Jamie did. Jamie said to Chad, well, let's just have a little party, you know, this weekend for your birthday, and you can invite some of your people.
It's your 40th.
Yeah, it is a 40th. I mean, you should do something, right? So, but then they would just invite a few people from the base over, you know, a few of the fighter pilot buddies and stuff. How many people are coming, Jamie?
Oh, my God. Well, when I found the e-vite, because I said, just copy and paste your work emails, you know, whoever you want to invite, just copy and paste in the e-vite. He did that, you know, and then they kind of go away. And then I added a couple more and then I hit send and he invited 136 fighter pilots. And
oh
their
my
family.
God. I want to come to that birthday.
So the point is, I have currently like 80 people that have RSVP'd yes, and like another 40 that haven't even viewed the invitation or haven't even responded yet. So the potential for like 300 people at my house is high. You know, these are 80 people, like the husband responded, not the wife and kids. Like we are, this may be a little crazy, maybe a little insane.
Yes.
You're in big trouble.
I'm in big trouble. So here's what I did, Wendy. I rented a bouncy castle. I have hired some of my students to give pony rides because this is a 40-year-old man's birthday party, but what do you do for him? You got to entertain kids. So the bouncy castle, we've got a ping pong table. We've got the pony rides that are going to happen. Any other suggestions or ideas to entertain 300 people?
Wait a minute.
That sounds fun. Bouncy castle. Fighter pilot.
Yes. This is the difference between your. This is the difference between your 21st birthday and your 40th. At your 21st birthday, you have half naked girls and strippers. At your 40th, you have bouncy castles.
Good idea. You're right, and I just saw that Jennifer typed in lawn darts. I think that would be a terrible idea.
That might be dangerous.
Can you believe they used to sell those? We used to play when we were little tiny kids throwing these sharp objects at each other.
It's like that Saturday Night Live skit where like Dan Aykroyd is selling all the toys, and it's like, oh, bag of glass. Here you go, kids. Play with your bag of glass.
So do you have a big party planned for yourself this weekend there, Wendy?
No, not at all. I actually was supposed to be at the USEF meeting, but I got sick. Remember, I was a little bit sick earlier in the week, and I just I thought, I cannot travel. Plus, it was freezing in Kentucky. I didn't want to go.
Real truth comes out.
Good call.
I thought I was already, I'm already sick. And then, you know how I don't like to be in a big crowd? And it was cold. How was I going to even get out of the car? It's going to be freezing.
Jamie has some medicine for you that you could take.
Yeah. I know.
No, Wendy, I saw the pictures from the sale that's going on there, and they're walking the horses, and there's snow on the ground. But you should not be in Kentucky. Don't go. Don't go.
No. It was bad enough here in Florida the last couple of days.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, you poor Florida girl. Oh, what was it? 50. Oh, God. That's 50. Awful.
She was in her parka, her winter coat.
How you survived. Oh, yeah.
I was in my bibs. I was in my insulated bibs.
Hey, before you go, Wendy, Jennifer got to do something fun. Jennifer, tell Wendy about what you got to do fun at Lynn Palms the other day. Beaker got to go out.
Beaker got to go for a road trip. We went over to Lynn Palms Farm, which is about a 20-minute drive from here. And she has one of those, I think they call them extreme trail courses. And see them a lot. You see them a lot on YouTube, but they're generally made out of found objects like empty 55-gallon drums and pool noodles. But Lynn Palm, right, being Lynn Palm, she has a beautifully landscaped one that's made of naturally occurring materials, and it's really gorgeous. And every Wednesday night, they have open practice. So anybody can just show up and pay $30 and spend an hour or so schooling on it. So I went over there and schooled Beaker over all of the obstacles, and it was so much fun, and he was a rock star.
Oh, yeah. My God. I bet Beaker really is great at that.
He loves it. He's like, oh, yeah, make the bank steeper.
They have bridges and all kinds of stuff you have to cross, wooden bridges and deep water.
The bridge is really cool.
Yeah, it
was
cool.
She has an old-fashioned trellis bridge like you could see in a Western movie, and it's three stories high. So you have to walk up this giant hill to cross the trellis bridge, which is just as wide as a horse. Better tuck your toes in, or you're going to catch your legs on stuff. And I was afraid to go over. I didn't worry too much about Beaker because he's very sensible. So I asked Marie Francis, who keeps track of things over there. I said, well, how is it best to just walk over it in hand first before you ride your horse over? And she said, oh, yeah, just walk across it a couple times. You'll be fine. The horses don't care in the least. It's terrifying.
I know. That's how I would be. I'd be like, sure, my horse is going to spook when I was up there. Then I would make him crazy.
That's right.
Yeah, so he strolled across it like an old pro. He'll do anything for a horse cookie, and we had a great time.
Hey, Wendy, we know what I want to do. I want to bring Scooter over there and ground drive him through them. I think that would be fun.
Well, I think it would be fun, but just be prepared because you're taking a Hackney pony to an obstacle course.
Oh, he'll be good.
I can't wait.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, nothing could go wrong. What could go wrong with that?
And maybe you could bring Jamie's thoroughbred too. Then you guys could have a grand time over there.
What could go wrong? Just every time you think of an idea, just ask yourself that. And if the answer is clearly nothing, then you should do it.
Thank you, Wendy. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you so much. Have a great show.
Hey, Jennifer, I've posted a video on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page for you. And I was wondering if the video that I've posted was anything like your experience with Beaker. And you can take a moment to go view that because I'm pretty sure it looked just like this video. And this is of
okay,
a...
I'm watching.
This is of an Andalusian. Yeah, it is. You don't need any audio. You just need the video, and I'm pretty sure that the course looks just like this. I think it's a Lusitano that is going through this trail course, and he zips up, grabs the rope gate, flings it around behind him, goes galloping off. And then you'll see him go over the bridge and do the cones and all this stuff. It's just really amazing. He's backing through poles.
Oh, if you painted this horse chestnut brown, and put a riding helmet on that guy. This is pretty much exactly what we did, but we missed a couple of the flying changes. But other than that, it's pretty much what we did.
Well, if you guys want to see, this is just an incredible video. It is in another language. I don't know where this is. I'm assuming Spain or Portugal. And it's just absolutely incredible trail class of this Andalusian or Lusitano that is just flying, doing lead changes and just the most amazing dressage on a trail course. You want to go check that out on Horses in the Morning. Isn't that awesome?
And I do see that that we're going to give a shout out to the people at Piedmont Equine Practice who have also chimed in and said SMZ is Bactrim, a human drug. So confirming what Wendy
told. Yay!
So you're okay.
Good. I'm glad that they're like, oh my God, that'll kill you as I'm on day three.
Yeah, and which would concern you more, growing hair in unusual places or whinnying? Which would be the most concerning of those?
I don't know. I fake whinnied my whole life, so I think the hair. I think the hair would be a problem, just for the marital purposes, you know what I mean?
All right, let's get on with the show. We got some exciting news because it was the Eclipse Awards where the nominees were, or the finalists, rather, were announced yesterday or the day before. Do you want to go over those?
Yes, absolutely. Of course, guess who tops the list? I mean, I'll give you two guesses because there's only two horses that can win this. And we'll take charge. I'm sorry. It's just not going to be your year because the horses you're up against are Wise Dan and Mucho Macho Man. Yes, yeah. Horse of the Year nominees are out. Mucho Macho Man will take charge and Wise Dan. That is, we'll do our picks next week. We need to let this marinate a little bit, Glenn. How about
okay.
that?
Okay, all right,
because
sounds
it'll
good.
Be not this week, but next Saturday is when the Eclipse Awards
January
are there. January 18th. we've got, going through the whole list, 3-year-old male is Orb, Palace Malice, or Will Take Charge. And Will Take Charge, you can have that one. 3-year-old filly, Beholder, Close Hatches, and one of my favorite fillies, Princess of Silmar. Older male, Game On Dude, Mucho Macho Man, Wise Dan.
So they both, older male, you know what they're, you know what's going to happen, don't you? One of them's going to get Horse of the Year, and one of them's going to get older male. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, but it just, who gets Horse of the Year?
Yeah.
That's the one everybody wants, so... And these are voted on by journalists, so it's not like, I mean, one could get both. You know, the journalists are like, oh, we'll give Mucho Macho Man the Horse of the Year and Wise Dan the Horse of the Year. Yeah, it could be split. Who knows? Older female, Royal Delta is nominated. Joyful Victory and Tiz Miz Sue. Skipping down to the owners, Judmont Farms, Midwest Thoroughbred, and Kenneth and Sarah Ramsey from Ramsey Farms, which apparently they've won more money this year than anybody else. So it's looking good for them. Trainers, Bob Baffert, Bill Mott, and Todd Pletcher. And the jockey this year, Javier Castellano, Joel Rosario, and Gary Stevens.
Woohoo!
I mean, woo! Come back, right? Like, the guy comes back. Gets back into it. He's freaking 51 years old. Gets on and he's nominated for an Eclipse Award. That is just amazing. All right.
So we're going to do our predictions next week. But you just talked about Gary Stevens coming back at his age. There's a jockey, and I want you to take a look in the show notes at his picture. There's a jockey by the name of Canberra or Kevin Sweeney is his name, and he's out of Australia. And he's 60.
Oh my God.
Do you see his picture? He is 60 years old, and he looks like he's been a jockey for 60 years. I mean, this poor
guy. I was going to say, he's not 60 years young.
No.
He's
had a hard life, but he's 60 years old. He still, get this, last year he rode 500 races. I mean, this guy is still very, very active. He has a Kit Kat bar before every race. That's for the last. I mean, that's just one of the things he does. And he knows down to the ounce or gram. 45.5 grams are what are in four fingers of a Kit Kat bar. He knows down to the gram because he at the age of 60, he still has to watch his weight. since 1985, which, by the way, is the furthest they could go back to find records on him. He first started riding when the same year that we landed a man on the moon. That's how long he's been riding.
Oh my God.
In 1985, he had 10,000, or since 1985, he's had 10,600 rides with 1,200 winners and 2,100 placings. So, you know, he's still doing, he won 60 races last year. Jennifer, if you could post his picture, it's just his picture says it all, doesn't it?
This is the reason, kids, not to smoke and use sunscreen.
He did say that he just gave up. Funny you say that, because he just gave up smoking last year. And he said the reason.
No.
He said the reason he didn't quit before that was because he put on a kilo of weight after he quit smoking, and it helped him keep his weight down.
That guy is health in a bottle right there. Health in a bottle.
Well, he's still riding at the age of 60. Got something going.
Bless his heart. My God. Yeah, if he stops riding, he'll die. Yeah. That's the problem.
Exactly. Exactly. Jennifer, you
have
to post
this. It's holding together like Band-Aids. Yeah, just got to post that. Woo! That is brutal. Brutal. Well, hey, I love the story you posted. You put in our show notes of the racehorse that has been banned for refusing to race. This story is hysterical.
It is.
This horse's name is Mad Moose. Do you mind if I do the story?
No, go ahead.
In three of his last seven races, he just stopped. He's like, yeah, I'm done. Like, a couple of them, he didn't even start. The gates open, bing, and he just stood there. So Mad Moose apparently has done very well. He's a steeplechase horse. And apparently he's won seven national hunt races and a flat race last April. He's taken second place six times and has run in the top groups. However, his antics actually have earned him a loyal following, it says. He has his own Twitter account with more than 3,000 followers. I'm sure it's at Mad Moose. Today, however, sadly, by the British Horse Racing Authority, has been banned for refusing to start. They said that he exceeded all of their expectations as well as frustrated them with his antics, this is the owners. They say that he's a flawed genius. He will be taken care of. He will be retired. But, yeah, can you imagine the gates open? This is the last race. The jockey was on his back and goes galloping up. And the steeplechase horse refused the first fence.
Probably doesn't have a great career in eventing coming up next.
No, I did not sign up for him on Thoroughbred Connect.
Yeah, not a lot coming.
What a funny story.
Do you think that sometimes we jinx our horses with their names?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I had a horse that was named Graceful Flyer. That is the horse that fell over trotting with me on her. Like, the most twisted set of legs ever. You definitely always jinx your horse with the name. Like, you just can't. I wonder, that's another good Facebook one, Glenn.
Yeah. Yeah. That is another good Facebook one.
Another good
for sure.
Because I'm sure our listeners have funny stories just like mine. So
I wonder then what the future holds for me and PT Scooter.
You didn't really give him a name, like, honest, you know.
No, PT Scooter. I mean, does that mean he's going to go fast or he really is going to be slow? You know, I'll find out, because guess what? I'm so excited. My cart should ship next week. I just heard from Fry Carriage Company, and they're supposed to ship next. They wanted to confirm something because they're doing the final paint job. And he wanted to ask me if the dashboard, the wheels are yellow, and the main part of the body of the cart is bright blue, and then the wheels are bright yellow. And the dashboard, which is also metal, comes up the front there that your reins sort of go on. He said, "Do you really want that yellow?" And I said, "Yep, I want it to look like a circus cart." So I should have it here in the next week or two. And then Wendy's coming up the end of the month. We're going to get him in the harness and the cart, and we're going to check him out. We're going to see what happens, what kind of circus we at. You might want to come over. It'll be like a three-ring circus right here at the farm.
It's usually a three-ring circus on the farm. But the question is, like, you're getting the cart, and you've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Is Beaker in his training ready to pull a cart yet?
Beaker or PT? VT Scooter, you mean? Yeah, Scooter is getting very bored with ground driving. He's very good at it. He turns, he stops, he does everything you're supposed to do. And actually, for a Hackney, when you put the harness on him and, you know, get, and he doesn't care about anything on his body. He doesn't care about stuff hitting his legs. He doesn't care about any of that. So when you actually put the bridle on him and everything, and he knows it's time to get down to work, he really does get down to work, and he concentrates and he tries to do a good job. So I think he's going to be terrific in the car. Okay. Famous last words.
So has he drug anything behind him?
Oh, yeah. Like, we've been
part of training.
Yeah, we've been dragging heavy weights. And, you know, he needs to build muscle. That's one thing he needs to do yet. But as far, he doesn't care about any of that. You can turn him tight and the chains are hitting his legs. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about any.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he doesn't care about mechanical things. He doesn't care about other horses running. He just doesn't care about anything when you're out there. We've driven him all over the neighborhood here with dogs barking on both sides of the road and stallions running up to the fence. He doesn't care. So,
do you think that he has had it in his past? Because you don't know anything about his history. Do you think he's driven before?
I think he have had to at least started, you know, ground driving and things. I don't think he's an ace, but I think somebody did start him. You know, when we got him, remember the Craigslist ad had a picture of him in a cart, but this is also the same lady that starved him to death. So I can't believe that. I don't know if he actually pulled the cart. So, who knows about that? But so I'm excited. I'll be posting lots of pictures here coming up very shortly. Hopefully if my cart comes in soon. Can't wait.
That's so cool. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Too. It's been a long time since I got to drive my own pony in my own cart. So it's been a long time. I'm excited. Well, let's take a break. We're going to talk a little bit about decorating the barn and the tack room here coming up shortly. But first, we have to hear from our friends at Kentucky Performance Products. We'll be right back.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Did you know that easy keepers and horses on restricted diets are often at risk for vitamin and mineral deficiencies? Most easy keepers are maintained on hay, and some get a few handfuls of grain a day, and most of these horses get little to no green grass. Diets that don't include significant levels of green grass or recommended amounts of fortified concentrates just don't supply enough vitamins and minerals. Many horse folks don't realize that hay alone, even high-quality green hay, is not an adequate source of many vitamins. For example, when grass is cut and dried for hay, the vitamins quickly lose their potency. 70% of the vitamin E found in grass is lost in the first week after it is cut for hay. One way to ensure that your special needs horse is getting all the vitamins and minerals he needs is to add a vitamin and mineral supplement to his diet. A well-balanced supplement will provide the nutrients your horse requires without adding unwanted calories, starches, and sugars. Microphase, made by Kentucky Performance Products, is a vitamin and trace mineral supplement that bridges the gap in your feeding program. With Microphase, your horse receives adequate and balanced vitamin and mineral nutrition without unwanted calories or other ingredients. The minerals in Microphase have been chelated, a process that protects minerals during digestion and increases their absorption in the intestines. Microphase provides vitamins, such as vitamin E, in a natural form, so your horse receives optimal results from this supplement.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
Yeah, And you can also follow them on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. Well, we have our next guest coming up, who's joining us once a month to talk a little bit about design, and also, you know, trying to really improve the culture on the show. You know, we've let it kind of go. The place is looking kind of drabby. So she comes on to help us improve the looks of things every month. Good morning, Shelley from Cantor Lane Design. How are you?
Good morning, Glenn. I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing in the
studio? Right. Can you stop over and help me with my studio at some point and make it look like something that's actually presentable? Because
yes, absolutely.
All right, good. Because
I'll actually be in Florida this year for a little while. So
well, you'll have to stop by. Yeah, I got the only.
I definitely will.
I like to have fun, you know. And the only thing I really have fun right now is I have minions on my walls. I got those great big stickers, so I have three great big minions that are looking at me as I'm recording every day, and I just make believe that I've hired them to actually help me do some of the work.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
I love that cartoon, by the way. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, me too. And that's why, you know, I wish they actually would do some of the work. That would help. But I'm just make-believing at this point. So now you're also moving, right? You live in Oregon now. Where are you moving to?
Yes, I am. I am moving to the Moore Park, California area, just north of Los Angeles. And we'll be at a wonderful barn out there with the lovely trainer, Kimberly Dobin. And I'm really excited for the change in the weather.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you are. You'll get a lot less rain there than you're getting where you are right now. That's for sure. Now,
is very true, and more sunshine.
What will you be doing at the barn there? What's this?
She is a dressage trainer, so my gelding and I will continue in our adventures of learning classical methods of dressage. So I'm very excited to keep moving forward with that. She's a pretty fantastic trainer and rider, so it should be really nice.
We're going to be seeing you at the dressage festival down here in Wellington in no time.
That would be amazing. That would be definitely a dream goal, but maybe I'll be a spectator for a while.
Not this year. I shouldn't look for you this year when we head down.
Definitely not.
Okay, just checking. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about your tack room.
Yeah, absolutely. January is such a great time to really get a clean sweep and get organized in your home and in your tack room, in your barn. So I thought that, well, Jennifer actually suggested that topic, and I thought, wow, that's a really great topic to bring up, too. We've decorated everything for Christmas, and now it's time to take all the decorations down and really start fresh for the new year.
Okay, well, tell us some of the ways we can do that. What should we be doing? Well, first, let me ask you, should I get the layer of about an inch of dust off of everything before we do anything else? Is that the first thing I should do?
That was actually exactly what I was going to say. The first thing to do to really enhance your tack room experience every day would be to keep it organized and keep it clean. You don't need to add a lot of fluff and decoration to your tack room, and you definitely don't want to add that if it's not a clean, beautiful tack room. So one of the first things that you're going to want to do is definitely get down and scrub that sucker clean so that you can have a clean slate to work with. And then really getting organized is going to be the next step in making the tack room look really nice.
So I can't just put a pot of flowers and a couple of pictures on top of the dirt. That's a bad idea. Okay, I've got that. That's one. When you get started, do you get started by taking everything out first and then going, or do you put everything where you want it and go from there? What's the next step?
You know, you probably are going to want some help if it's a big show barn or a big tack room. But if you've got a smaller tack room, one person can probably tackle it. Definitely taking everything out is going to be a great idea, as long as you've got a nice, clean place you can set everyone's saddles and tack and things like that. What you're going to want to do is, if you've got wood flat walls or natural wood walls, which is what a lot of tack rooms have, definitely give those a good wood cleaning and make sure that your wood is treated so that it stays with the proper moisture level so that it doesn't start splitting and cracking. And then you're going to want to wipe down all of your metalwork and things like that, of course. And once you've got the whole thing really clean, just sit back and survey the space that you have so that you can begin to think about what your needs really are in the space. Chances are you've probably got a lot of items that are just really old or half-empty bottles, things that you might not really need. I know we all are definitely bad about piling up the tack and the things that have been buckled and cracked bottles and all of that. So really take stock of what you need and what you use, and then that way, as you put things back, you'll really be able to get the other items that you're not using anymore taken care of. You can put those in storage on your facility somewhere. Maybe you want to put them in really large tack trunks or like those large Tupperware boxes. Storing blankets in large plastic tubs is a good idea. Or, of course, hanging them, which some barns have really great hanging systems for their blankets. So that way in the summertime they can hang the winter blankets and vice versa. Another great thing to do is once you've taken a look at the empty space and you take stock of how many saddles you really have needing to go in, make sure that you've got an adequate number of saddle racks and that they're spaced apart enough so that things aren't piling on top of each other. You may need to add a couple more saddle racks or maybe some floor standing saddle racks. Make sure that bridles all have a place and they're not just piled one on top of each other. And polo wraps, vet wrap, straps, stirrup singles, stirrup leathers, all that kind of stuff has a place to go so that's just not piled up everywhere.
I really love how you end the closets with the doors. I like closet doors. They're a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, of course, not all of us are going to have maybe the resources to make their tack room as fantastic as some of these ideas that you see online. Not everybody's tack room is going to look like a Ralph Lauren setup. So, and that's fine. Whatever's going to function for you is what's going to make the biggest difference.
I tried to get organized, and so I bought those, the plastic Tupperware things where you pull out the drawers, and I got the big ones. See, there's some big drawers, so I can put saddlebags in one, certain things in other ones, and then I got one tub for polo wraps, and I thought, imagine how awesome it's going to be when you pull this drawer open and there's all these rolled polo wraps that are sitting in there. Currently in that drawer is polo wraps that are unwrapped spilling out of it. You open it up oy, 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 and there's just polo wraps everywhere. I can't seem to get the time to sit and wrap all polo wraps that are not currently being used. I take them out and then I wrap them. I put them on the horse and I unwrap them. I throw them back in the drawer.
That is I see that all the time with barns of friends or barns that I've visited, where I think once a year everybody seems to have the pristine wrapped clean, bleached clean polo wraps, and then the rest of the time they're just kind of piled. I personally would use almost like a towel bar and just drape them. If you're someone who likes to re-roll, and I do know people who do that and give tons of praise to them because I am not a patient person when it comes to re-wrapping those suckers. If you just drape them rather than stuff them, that's another idea if you just want access to untangled polo wraps. But I mean, you're still doing a great thing by putting them in drawers. So at least they're not just piled up in a corner somewhere or on the floor. And at least in the drawer, they're covered, whereas, of course, on a rack, they would get dustier quicker, more quickly.
I probably should wash them before I put them in the drawer. That's kind of a problem, too. Anyway, this is a personal problem. Personal problem, y'all carry on.
No, you share the exact same problems that I think the majority of us all share unless we have massive amounts of hired help that keep these things
clean.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the nicest, one of the nicest tack rooms I've seen on an ordinary barn that, you know, isn't the filthy rich that have a whole bunch of
ordinary barns.
Yeah. is Reese Koffler Stanfield, the host of the Dressage Radio Show. She has a beautiful tack room, and everything is
closets. She's a dressage person.
Yeah, everything is closets. It's all closets, and all the crap has to be in the closets. And so everybody has their own closet, and their crap has to be in the closet, and there's no crap allowed outside the closet. And she's a stickler about, you know, keeping that true, and she has the most beautiful tack room because of that. But the difference is, and this is where most of us don't have this advantage either, she built her own barn and built the tack room exactly how she wanted it. Whereas most of us are inheriting a room that used to be a stall that has crappy walls that you can hardly attach anything to. And it just, you know, it's open to the top. So you got dust all the time and it's just a nightmare. Am I right?
And that is a really good point. Unless you are filthy rich, just like you said, you are going to inherit a specific space. And that's part of the challenge of anything. Just like with buying a house, maybe 80% of it is what you really wanted, but there's the other 20% that you're just like, oh, I really have to make this work and I'm not sure how. And you can still create some of those closet type spaces, even if your tack room didn't already come equipped with them. You can use large armoire type storage from places like the Home Depot or Lowe's. They make those large double door units like you would put in a garage, and something like that is perfect if you've got the space again. Because again, some tack rooms are so tiny that they might not even have space for something like that. IKEA even makes really large armoire type fixtures. You just want to make sure that with those, you are putting some type of a saddle rack inside of them that's probably freestanding, because the back walls of those types of units might not be strong enough to hold a wall-attached saddle rack.
They definitely
will. So there are definitely ways around that.
They definitely won't. They definitely won't be.
So you've got options for sure. But you just want to make sure that with the materials you're using, that they're sturdy enough to withstand the weight that you're putting against them. And
I think it's like anything else, too. I think Jennifer does a pretty good job of keeping the tech room clean. But I think one of the things, too, that is, and I'm sure Jamie can relate to this, it's like cleaning your stalls. If you do it every day, it's not so bad. You know, if you clean the paddocks every day, it's not so bad. If you wait one additional day, it seems like three times the work. So if you're keeping up with it all the time, it's not so bad. But once you let it get away from you for a couple of days or a week, then it seems like 10 times the work to get back to where you were before.
Oh, definitely. I think even if you spent 5 minutes a day, which is a lot of time for some people, but if you do it, like you said, it's just going to make your life so much easier, and then you won't have to spend 5 hours later in the year.
I think, too, it's a matter of, and if you were truly honest with ourselves, it's like anything else. It's like working out or riding our ponies or playing with my pony or whatever. If we're truly honest with ourselves, it's not do we have the 5 minutes, it's do we have the energy for the 5 minutes, or do we have the desire for the 5 minutes. We can usually find the 5 minutes. It's do we want to.
That is very true. So maybe putting in your iPod and docking it, or putting in the earphones and making it as pleasant an experience as possible is the key to getting in there every day.
But see,
or
now the
5 minutes,
motivational things around in the tack room.
I'll tell you what motivational stuff is in the tack room at my house. My husband. Seriously? What is all this stuff on the floor? Where do you want this to go? Where does this go? And then he'll just start moving things around, which really bothers me. I'm like, I liked those blankets being in the middle on the floor. It's where I wanted them. It's where I know they are. And that entire box of ripped fly masks, we're not throwing those away. We're keeping them because I might someday start to sew. And if I start to sew, I will repair all of those fly masks that are ripped. I can't take it. Stop moving my stuff around. Okay, fine, I'll clean it. And there's my 5 minutes right then. Bam. It takes 5 minutes of arguing and then 5 minutes of cleaning, and I'm done.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Shelly, you have a blog post about this. True. Where can people see your blog?
They can go to the blog post at canterlane.com, and that takes you directly to the blog. You can also go to canterlanedesign.com, which is our main webpage, and link to the blog there. And there's some great tips on the blog post about how to get the tack room organized and what types of tools you might want to add to your tack room to get it nice and organized. And there are also a whole pile of beautiful tack room photos to help get you inspired or depress you one way or the other.
Depressed. Oh, God, I wish I had this kind of money.
Thank you. I think we all do.
But I do think that if everyone looks at these pictures, even if they've got just a tiny little tack area, if you look at the overall theme and really make sure that your tack room's clean, because all these are spotless, of course, and just see one or two elements of what you like in these tack rooms and whittle it down to what really makes sense for you, you can get something that really works for you and makes you much happier. So it's not necessarily about the Ralph Lauren tack room for everyone, but what functions for your space and makes you happy.
I like it. And before we let you go, I like the ones that have the saddles and these tiny little boxes underneath them with the horse's name. So you get, like, it's a border tack room and they have the tiniest little foot lockers underneath. I'm like, my crap would not come close to fitting in a tiny little foot locker. I mean, I have an entire room full of stuff for my horses and this would never work. Never. But I appreciate them. Like, oh, here you go. Put your stuff in here. Okay. What does their car look like?
Well, that's the thing. We were at a barn. We were at a barn like that, and what you could fit in the little locker went in the little locker, and the rest stayed in your car.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Thank you, Shelly. We appreciate you being here.
My thought was that's your grooming box. That's just the box for grooming supplies. I have no idea, but...
I don't know. It looks pretty tidy. Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Shelly. Yeah. We have to run.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's why I have Jennifer. She takes care of all of that. So nice. She takes care of all that.
Good. Good. I'm glad, Jennifer, you're keeping them organized.
That's right. But don't let her come in my office and try and rearrange the mess, because I do know where everything is in my office. I know which pile it's in. Take me a while to find it, but I know which
you know where everything is in your office.
That's right.
That's very funny.
It's true. I do. By the way, Jamie, that's not just you. We used to have that same trouble. I used to have that same thing when I'd try and stick my nose into where things were in the tack room. I think that's a newly married couple thing. And then we learned just not to worry about it. And close your eyes. That's what I learned.
Just don't look. And I don't know when he's going to finally understand that we don't throw old tack away. We don't throw bridle parts away because I may break the bridle later on and need that part. We don't throw anything away.
See, but his job, see, he's spoiled because in his job, you know, when the part of the plane breaks, they do throw it away. So, you know, when he gets a rip in his very fancy little flight outfit, they buy him a new one. So in his job, they do throw everything away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's not buying any. He's not buying the new $100,000 plane part. That broke yesterday.
Well, yeah. Tough. It's not a $100,000 plane part. This is a $4 bridal part, and I want to keep it.
We're going to hear from Equestrian Collections, and then the song today is Girl with a Guitar by Chancey Neal. And, of course, it's Really Bad Ads Day. All of that coming up. Glenn here from the Horse Radio Network, and I'm here with Debbie from Equestrian Collections. And Debbie, we're going to talk about a program you have that a lot of people don't know about.
That's right. You know what, Glenn? One of the biggest things people pull their hair out about with online shopping is the shipping. So we have come up with an idea where people can have unlimited shipping. They sign up for our unlimited shipping program. We have two options. The one-way program, where you have unlimited shipping one way, that is, if you order from us, all of your shipping is paid. That costs only $29.95 per year. And we also offer two-way shipping. Now, this is $49.95, and we not only pay for your shipping to you, but if you have a return, we pay for the shipping back to us. So for only $50 a year, you have unlimited free shipping coming and going to Equestrian Collections. So this is a program that is so user-friendly, and our customers just love it.
Wow, you actually place an order every 2 months, and you've paid for this very easily.
Oh, gosh, yes. You can place one order and pay for it, especially, one way is only $30, $29.95. It's a complete win-win situation for our customers and for us as well.
Sharon, on your website, on the comments section, posted, "This is a fantastic idea. Amazon Prime offers the same thing, and I always take advantage of it. I now purchase more frequently from Equestrian Collections because I save so much money on shipping costs."
Well, we love that, and thank you so much, Sharon. I did want to say that this does have a few stipulations. It's for continental United States only. It's unfortunately not at this time for our international customers. So I did want to make sure that they understood that.
So if you live in China, I'm sorry. But that's EquestrianCollections.com. You actually go to the homepage, and right down in the middle, you'll see a banner ad about the unlimited shipping. Click on that, and you can go sign up today at EquestrianCollections.com.
Things tracking out on your own. I got a hurt from mama still on my mind. But daddy's little girl is doing fine. Tears in my eyes, a smile on my face. The rest of my life starts today. I'm just a girl with a guitar. Thank you.
are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, and that is Chancy Neal, Girl with a Guitar. You're listening to, sorry, I already said that. Clearly, I was Facebooking when I was supposed to be paying attention, Glenn. Sorry, because I have a question for you, but today's show is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. That's kppusa.com. Glenn, when people are playing games on Facebook, do they somehow, like, you, if they invite you to play the games that they're playing, do they get some sort of extra points or something, like inviting you to Cafe Land or Candy Crush or whatever?
Do you know, I have never played a game on Facebook, ever. Not one. Because I kind of, you know, I kind of have this personality that if I start playing games, I don't stop. So I can't start. Are you the same way? I see you being the same way.
No, I'm not. I've never been much of a gamer. But what irritates me is I get invited to play all these games all the time. And I'm like, what is your motivation for trying to get me sucked into what you're sucked into? I don't want to do it.
You know what I do? I've blocked all of those. So I don't see those requests anymore. You can block them all on Facebook.
Yeah, but sometimes they sneak through because they're new games that come out and they sneak through. And I don't know how many things. But I'm like, what are you people inviting me to do this for? Do you get points or something, or
and
is it because you just
why
want
do they have this
in?
Much time to play games? How do they have this much time to play games? I just don't get that.
I know.
It's just maybe they're supposed to be working, and instead they're just playing games.
I will tell you though that Words with Friends has saved my life when breastfeeding because your egg is boring.
Did you notice who is not playing Words with Friends with you anymore?
You?
Yes.
Because you suck at it?
Because I suck and I got tired of losing. I got tired of losing to everybody. Everybody beat me. I didn't win with anybody. I just couldn't win any of it. So it's like, why am I torturing myself like this?
I still play only Horse Words with Robin Donaghy, our listener. And we seriously go back and forth. And like, I just played the word trot and she played the word whinny. Like we, that's seriously real horse words, Glenn, not the horse words you made up. So
I have some clever, creative horse words. I won for creativity.
Sure. Yeah. You were one for ridiculous. All right. Well, let's get to it.
All right. We will.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if the talking ain't circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, that's right. It's that time of the week when we do really bad ads. It's a time when our listener submits really bad Craigslist ads to us, and we read them and have a little fun. And Jennifer is going to tell us what the fabulous prize is that we're giving away to the winner today.
This week's Really Bad Ads prize is the EquityMFG.com Flexin Fork. I feel like that should have an echo on it. If your ears have been burning of late, it is not just because they are frostbitten by the Arctic vortex. It's because hapless horse people all over the country are cussing up a storm of their own because their cheap little plastic manure forks are breaking tines left, right, and center on the frozen poo, the frozen hoof divots, and the frozen fast-to-the-ground rocks hidden inside the frozen poo. So get your loved one or yourself a Flexin Fork, and you will never have to threaten to wash anyone's mouth out with saddle soap ever again.
And of course, you can find those at equitymfg.com. Well, I can't, by the way, I don't miss cleaning those frozen poop piles. I do not miss that at all. Diane Brooks sent in the first one. Now, try and follow along here, people, and think about the first two words because it really affects the rest of the ad. My ex says she is going to sell one or all not made up mind yet. Right now, she wants to sell Tonto, horse with halter on. He is saddlebred. He is 13/14 years old registered. He been ridden but needs experienced rider. The black is walking/racking horse Apache. The other brown and white walking horse, Dakota. I don't think right now she wants to sell the other two. Tonto is very trained and very highly maintained. You can call her. I know the horses and are well maintained in all shots, etc. Rick. Now, think about the first two words of this thing. My ex says she wants to sell. Do you think his ex knows that she is selling her horses? Just questioning that part.
I was thinking, like, if they broke up and the ex is like, I'm going to sell all your horses. What's the motivation for him to write the ad?
I know. That's why I'm saying I think there's something fishy going on here.
I've got it.
Okay.
I've got to figure it out. X. She has moved out. He has the horses in his backyard. The horses must go. Yes. See, that's the reason, because the horses are stuck in his backyard and she has moved on because he's a creep. And yeah, that's what it is.
And you know what's going to happen?
He knows they're totally maintained because he's been doing it.
Yeah.
My question is, who reads an ad? And the only thing is the other brown and white walking horse, Dakota. Boy, that one sounds really good. I'm going to call and buy that horse.
You know what
Seriously?
Happens? I picture there must have been a picture here, and I think the picture had all three in it. And you know what happens when you do that. Nobody is going to want the first one, Tonto. They're all going to want Apache and Dakota. That's what's going to happen. He'll sell the other two and have Why? Tonto left. That'll be the only one left. And then his ex will be really mad. She'll probably break up with him again. So bizarre.
Like, we need to know the horse's names to buy it. All right. Well, Tammy Shriver sent in the next one. Cutest mini pony, $750 in the Santan Valley. That is Phoenix, baby. Phoenix. Thank you for the no punctuation. Sweet pony mare, 4 years old, great little girl, 39 inch tall, black and white, loads clips, was a pony ride pony, sweetest pony you will ever meet, great pony for a child. Is it a pony? I didn't get that. I didn't know. I wasn't sure.
It's definitely a pony, and I'm glad it's great for a child, because an adult's going to have a difficult time riding a 39 inch pony.
We all know how successful taking a pony ride pony and making it a child's pony is.
Yes.
That's always successful.
Yes.
Yeah. You can ask me, that white horse Snowflake, the one that didn't walk.
Yep.
This could be Snowflake's twin. Yeah. Exactly. And then Robin sent in the next one. I'm looking for ... Wow, that could be man, woman, men, seeking men, whatever.
Goats.
I'm looking for ... goats. Click the ad. It says, hi, I'm looking for a pony about 3 to 4 feet, because between there doesn't matter. At least halter broke. I can lead it, male or female. Dose not matter. Text, I need one ASAP. Cause me and my friend are going to use it as a carriage pony or lead around pony or as just a little helper. And we would like someone who at least has one pony to donate. It does not matter with color. With color, need a pretty tall one. We will take care of it and be genital with it. If you need small pony broke, we will be willing to help break it for a little bit of money if no one can donate a pony. What?
Yeah, they sound like ace horse trainers, these two.
Ace trainers, you're right. I want to send my horses to be trained by them. Or, you know what, I'm just going to give them my pony. Just give them a horse.
Let's just give it to them.
That is a really bad ad.
Yes.
That's a bad ad.
That is a really bad ad. And between 3 and 4 feet, that's a small pony.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a small pony. Oh, that's the same as the cutest mini pony. Maybe if she can't sell it for $750, she could give it to this person. Be perfect.
We matchmake.
Yes, we do.
We need to have one person call the other. There you go.
Brenda Nellums has sent this one in. Stallion Morgan for sale, $800 in Jumol. I don't know where that is. 11-year-old Morgan, well taken care of, already trained, need long warm-up before ridding. He can jump any obstacle if you are not afraid. can jump any obstacle if you're not afraid. He can walk side to side or really well for the rodeo. Also comes with a horse ring as well. Ring, R-E-N-G. Also comes with a horse ring as well. I have no idea what that is.
It doesn't matter because let's read between the lines. This is one of those read between the lines.
Right.
He needs a long warm-up.
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means that
he's gotta lunge his ass off.
That's right. It's crazy.
He'll jump any obstacle if you're not afraid. That means that you've got to be pretty darn brave to sit on this horse and run him up to things.
Yes.
He can walk side by side, or he's really well for the rodeo. That means he bucks.
Yes.
He's a bucking buck.
And he's also a ducker. He'll duck out on you, and you're going to be on your ass in no time. That's the side by the side to side thing. That means very quickly he's going to drop you on your butt. Yeah.
Sold. $800. What a deal. Yelled that thing.
Gina or Genevieve. Yeah, Genevieve. Gina sent in the next one. Sorry about that. Her name is Genevieve, actually. I love that name. But she goes by Gina. And she says, hi, Jennifer. There's something, if possible, interest for the Really Bad Ads segment. Big fan of your shows, especially the Morning Zoo, Horses in the Morning. We haven't been called a Morning Zoo yet. That's a first.
Oh, my God. It is so real radio. It's the Morning Zoo crew here at Horse Radio
Network.
Did
you ever work at a morning zoo? Where they actually called it a morning zoo?
No.
No?
No, but every city has one.
Well, now we are the morning zoo of the equestrian world.
Yay!
We are the equine zoo.
It's the zoo crew.
We're the zoo crew. New name. Horse trailer, $900. Here we go. In Otago. Hi, we have a 1979 horse trailer because we don't sell any that are earlier than that. Clear title, most lights work. solid floor, nice shape, asking $900 or best offer, no trades, no checks, because we don't trust you to come back and want to return the trailer. And this is your typical two-horse rounded front trailer like we always see. Although, I must say, this one is in unbelievable condition compared to most of them. Except for the duct tape on the bottom there in the front. The whole
Still not going to put a horse in it. That's don't oversell here.
Did you notice that the whole bottom of the front section where it attaches to the hitch must have fallen apart and they've duct taped it, the whole thing? Looks like duct tape at the bottom there.
I just see the rust and the green.
Hey,
windows.
It has windows.
Why did they make green windows?
They all had green windows back then. I don't know why. They all did.
Yeah.
They all came with those green windows. And I don't know if what it was made out of or what, but it actually has this is a vintage. It has the green windows. They should restore this. It'd be worth money. Jennifer's going to.
I'd give you $100 if you could get any one of my pretty well broke horses into that trailer. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it's about a pony and a half wide. Let's say
that's like a tiny little scary loud moving prison is what that is.
Jennifer's right, gonna post that on Facebook.
Yeah, please do, because it's not as bad, and I guarantee you we're gonna have people that post on Facebook go, then that's just like my trailer and it's totally fine for you. Ain't fine for me. Sadly. Okay, Martha's sending the next one. Well broke Arabian gelding, $600 in Iron River. And it looks like it's written well. It's got paragraphs and punctuation. Here we go. Intermediate riding level, very sound, great temperament, as long as he's by himself. Will become jealous of other horses, causing him to act like a spoiled brat. Orbit does not like to compete for his owner's attention. It is a requirement that the new owner does not have other horses so that he can be given their fully undivided attention.
Well.
Does this start to sound like a person problem?
Yeah.
As opposed to a horse problem?
Yeah. Well.
What's it Buck Brandeman says? It's just a horse with a people problem?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Love that guy. Horse displays extensive knowledge of training, but needs a rider who knows what they're doing. Inexperienced riders will just cause confusion for this horse.
Oh, yeah.
Do not mistake this as being bad horse. It is just required that the rider knows commands slash signals. Requires a curb bit. Has a harder mouth, but is happy to please type of horse with very playful personality. Very showy horse. Loves to strut and show off. Pretty boy. Orbit is also typically very quiet.
Go ahead, sorry. The name's perfect.
I have not heard him make a ruckus in a long time. If he ever does, then he's... Oh my God, listen to this. I have not heard him make a ruckus in a long time. If he ever does, then he's alerting you to something being very, very wrong. Oh my God.
This whole thing. Oh my God. Do you remember how we were talking about the names earlier? Orbit is so appropriate because this horse is going to be there most of the time in orbit.
Yep, I'll put you in it.
I love that. Do this not mistake this as being a bad horse. Do not
mistake. Yeah. It's just, that's the kind of person when you go out to try Orbit, like you're like, okay, you know what? Maybe I have been looking for a well-broke Arabian gelding. $600 is my price range. I'm going to go out and try Orbit. And then you get there and the woman is so overbearing. Don't do that with your hands. Come here. Sit. He doesn't like that. Don't you do that. Haven't you ever tried horses where the people are so overbearing? Yes. You just like get off and go home. That's one of those people.
And they also blame you. If it turns out to be a disaster, yes, they blame you. You couldn't ride. I don't know why you're even trying this horse. You're not good enough.
Absolutely. It's your fault. Without a doubt. Because Orbit is not a bad horse. You just didn't know enough.
There's three words in here that we need to add to our list of things to look for in really bad ads. And we haven't had this in a very long time. Very playful personality. When it says very playful personality, that's on the list of you just move on. You don't even bother.
But horses don't get jealous. They're not like dogs.
Right.
They're totally different. My horses are happy when I leave them alone.
That's exactly right.
Oh my God.
You prefer if you didn't come over except to feed them. That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Horse for sale. Robin sent the next. By the way, that was Martha that sent the last one in. That was a good one. That has to be in the running. Robin sent the following one in. Horse for sale, $1,000 in California. Ukiah, California. Quarter horse for sale. Quarter. C-O-R-T-E-R. Quarter horse for sale. His name is Caramello, and he is 5 years old. He is a smart horse and is trainable. I taught him to kneel and lay down while being ridden on. We can't keep him anymore and would like to find a great home for him. If we know he's going to a great home, we can negotiate the price. If your home sucks, it's double the price. A saddle and other accessories for sale also. Here we go. Another one that obviously is worth more because he can kneel and he can ride him when he's on the ground.
Well, when you say I taught him to kneel and lay down while being ridden on, does that mean he's the kind of horse that just drops and rolls?
Yes.
With you on him, whether you like it or not. I taught him to do that.
And by the way,
I made him.
How often in a competition or even when out trail riding, do you have the need to have your horse kneel and lay down right in the middle of the trail?
Glenn, obviously when you're out trail riding and the natives are coming and you need to hide because they're carrying their spears and bows and arrows.
Yes.
They're shooting at you. Obviously, you want your horse to be able to lay down. Hello? Haven't you seen that in John Wayne movies where he's like, and pulls the right rein and the horse drops to the ground and they hide behind it? I think they did that in Lonesome Dove, actually. See? It's important.
I forgot. You know, it's been so long since somebody shot arrows on me at a trail, I've forgotten.
It's been a couple of years since you got shot at.
Yeah, okay. It has. Since we moved to Florida. I haven't had that happen all the time in Kentucky, but not in Florida. Haven't had that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Lindsay sent in the next one. That's very, very funny. I haven't shot that in a while. I totally forgot. Tobiano Grullo Gelding, $700 in West Lafayette. Grullo, 14.2 hand horse, still needs an experienced rider. He's been ridden by an experienced youth for the past year. I've taken Phil on trails near my house, which he prefers with a buddy. He gets nervous in show surroundings and has been taken to one 4-H show where he was shown in two halter classes and two jumping classes. He has experience jumping crossrails, but he rushes when he jumps. here's the one good thing he does. Phil leads very well. Phil is a joy to be ridden bareback. His trot is super smooth to fit, and he seems more at ease when not under saddle. See, he leads very well. Phil does well at the walk and trot. Phil gets worked up over the canter and gallop and becomes difficult to calm down. His canter is off balance, and he would usually much rather gallop, which he has not been allowed to do since this spring. Phil lunges very well. He picks up his feet, opens his mouth for the bit, and will stand tied without any fuss. He is shy of the farrier and needs to be held by a steady hand and petted while having his hooves trimmed. Does not clip. He has a lovely full and long tail and perfect dorsal stripes. Phil would benefit a lot from a trainer. No kidding.
It wouldn't.
I'm starting to get that. A month of de-spooking and canter work would do him a lot of good. Willing to accept payments or a partial trade. Let me get this straight. Well, going back through, okay, so he gets nervous. You can't show him. He's barn sour. He is better when he's not being ridden. He can't canter because he bolts. He would much rather gallop, but we can't let him anymore because his mouth is... he picks his feet up, but he's afraid it's a farrier. You have to stand there and hold him, but you can't clip him. Oh, my God. Phil would definitely benefit a lot from a trainer.
What was his name again, by the way? I've forgotten now. I just can't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I'm sure it was Caramello. Oh, wait, that was the last.
It's one of those people that loves to put the horse's name in about 50 times, like it matters. Anyway.
Nobody's going to change it.
That's right. Next, you know, I love the month of the spooking and canter work. You can sign up for that. I'm sure there's classes.
Why don't you do that and then spend a month with him, teach him how to canter, get him fit, and then sell him, and he'll have a better chance at having a better home.
Now, think about the person that wrote this ad. Do you really want him training your next horse? Just saying.
This horse isn't going to be mine anyway. Phil can go to another home.
Andrea.
Kid Faith Greg Eldon from Andrea McCullough. This is, do you want to read this one?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Coy Boy. You think that's meant to be cowboy?
Oh.
Coy Boy is a 10-year-old flea bit gray quarter gelding great babysitter broke for anybody has just been shod ready for the road great trail horse long walks over log crosses water and slow cantaloupe price to sell.
What's a cantaloupe?
What? I don't know. I don't know.
And he's water slow.
There's a lot.
He's water slow and he cantalopes. That's all new. I don't know.
That's just, do people buy horses with ads like this? I must know.
They must, or you know, at some point they got to get rid of the horse, right? I don't know.
We should get the phone numbers for some ads like this, where they're like, "No, we just think nobody's ever going to call." And in a month, call them and just all we all have to do is like, "Hi, I'm interested in Coy Boy. You still have him?" And then be like, "Oh yeah, he's in the backyard." Or, "Oh no, I've sold him." So I'm like, guess people do buy him, or of course he's staying in the backyard. I need to know these things. I need phone numbers.
Doreen has the last one, sent this one in. 6-year-old APHA mare, sell or trade $1,200 in Oklahoma, Spyro. I bought this mare as a babysitter kind of horse that anybody can ride. That would go out alone or with a group, etc. She is not what we thought we were purchasing. She is a big, stout, pretty, and broke, but she does not like to go out alone, and I would not put a beginner on her. I ride her with no problem, but I didn't need another horse that I can only ride. I already have two of those. Riding alone or when we leave her alone in the pasture and ride out on the other two horses, she runs the fence line. She would be well suited for an experienced person that wanted a big stout mare. She will make somebody pretty big babies. God. I gotta breed the
nutcase. Breeder.
Would like just to trade breeder. For a well broke, easy going, doesn't mind being left behind kind of horse that I can use as a babysitter and will just follow my other horses on a ride. I don't want one that is terribly old, no laneless issues, no founder. I want a good broke horse that wants to live a good, easy life.
This is one of those ads, Glenn, where they're like, okay, I've got this horse. it's crazy. And you can't take it out. You can't ride it alone. You can't do all this. You can't. And I would like to trade it for your really nice, well-broke, well-trained horse. Anybody want to do that?
That's right. And I love big stout. She says big and stout twice, which means this is one big fat quarter horse. I mean fat.
It's a big old fat horse.
Yeah. She's stout. All right. Yeah. Not good. Not good when the ad says, I bought this mare and she wasn't what I thought I was purchasing. That means you're going to buy it and it ain't going to be what you thought you were purchasing either for $1,200.
Yeah, gosh. Yeah. What a deal. Or trade me your nice, well-broke, kid-safe horse.
Yes, one of those. So we have the ultimate prize, the one everybody wants. We have the Equity Flex and Fork. Who's going to get it today? It's tough today. We got a couple good ones.
Yeah. I like Martha's. I like Martha's. It's not a bad horse.
Okay?
It just has a playful personality.
That's true. I like Martha's too.
It's the horse with the people person.
Yeah. The well-broke Arabian gelding. What do you think, Jennifer?
Orbit wins, hands down.
Yes. Orbit.
Orbit it is. Martha, congratulations.
Yay, Martha.
The winner of the coveted Flex and Fork. Congratulations. Guess what else you win, Martha? We're going to send you home with Orbit.
That's right. Yeah.
He will alert you if something goes terribly wrong.
And he will alert you.
That's funny. Well, that's it for today. That's it for this week. Yes, it's Friday, everybody. So we're done and out of here for the week. We'll be back on Monday morning. Don't forget that you can find our application in the App Store. Just search the iOS or Android App Store for Horse Radio Network. Now, you can't listen live there. So we do post the links where you can listen live on Facebook all the time. And it's also on our website. So you can do the live listening over on that side. Jamie? We'll be thinking about you tomorrow as you're entertaining 300 guests in your house with a sick baby. Just saying.
I have got to go clean my house. It's just ridiculous at this point. I'm having all these people over. I've got to clean up. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Ride your ponies. Get out there and do something fun and spay, neuter, and geld. All those things.
And all of that while wearing a boot because you broke your foot.
Hey, go jump some obstacles.
Yeah, go jump some obstacles.